That continuous diagnostics and mitigation program from Homeland Security, or CDM, is spreading to 8 agencies, including some big ones. It's all the result of a big new contract award. Federal News Radio's executive editor, Jason Miller, joins me now with details on where CDM is headed over the next year. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
All right, so CDM, a signature program. In fact, the officials from DHS were arguing for more money for it yesterday on Capitol Hill. How is it expanding now to these new agencies?
Well, the General Services Administration, which acts as the procurement arm for DHS, awarded a $39 million contract to Booz Allen Hamilton to implement these cybersecurity tools and services. Booz Allen will implement tools from Forescout, from Big Fix, among others, under this CDM program. Mark Nightinger is the senior advisor in the Federal Network Resilience Office at DHS. He says the task order will support 8 agencies in what they call Group B. Now, what DHS did under this CDM setup is group like agencies together, A, B, C, D, E, F, you get it. So Group B includes the Executive Office of the President, the Departments of Energy, Interior, Transportation, Agriculture, Veterans Affairs, and the Office of Personnel Management. Nightinger lays out the schedule for the rest of the agencies under the CDM program.
Groups C, D, and E, we're looking at awards probably around the Q4, FY15 period. Group F, the solicitation, most likely around Q3, FY15. Group F is the small micro areas, and it has a little over 40 small micro agencies involved. That's going to be the first CDM shared service group. So we're really excited about being able to support the small micros through a secure shared service environment as part of that activity. So that's phase one. Phase two, where we are with that at this point, is that we're just beginning to get to the point of being able to move some new tools for those for phase two into the BPA, just beginning.
So, in fact, you heard Nightinger say that DHS is adding more tools and services for phase two. In fact, the first open season under the what they call the Leap Ahead program just closed Monday. Now, this is the first time since the contract was awarded that the 17 blanket purchase agreement or BPA vendors that initially won that spot on the CDM contract can actually add new subcontractors to their teams. Of course, DHS must approve those new vendors to ensure they meet the goals of the CDM program. So a whole host of new tools potentially is coming over the next few months. Now, this is actually the second major award under the CDM for tools and services. The first one, Tom, as you might remember, went to the Knowledge Consulting Group back in early March. That was a $29 million deal for only the tools and services for only DHS components. So FEMA, CBP, ICE, you get it. The award currently, however, is under protest by HP Enterprise Services. The Government Accountability Office has until June 17th to decide the program, to decide the fate of the program. Nightinger says the implementation of agency and federal-wide dashboards actually are happening in parallel to these tools and services.
As the awards are made for phase one, the vendor, the awardee, will then also be working in regards to moving the dashboard into those agencies. So where we are with the dashboard is at the DNA level or department agency level. We're looking at this juncture at Q3 around FY15 for the department agency dashboard to be moved into the first set of agencies under the various awards, again in the sequence of the awards. And then Q1 FY16 for the federal dashboard. Now what will occur is as the sequence of those groups are awarded, and basically, again, the dashboard would be involved in regards to that process. And then as we move the federal dashboard, those DNA dashboards will be connected to the federal dashboard once the federal dashboard is moved out.
Nightinger and others spoke yesterday at a panel discussion on CDM at the Symantec Government Symposium here in Washington that I was at and actually got to moderate a very nice panel, which we can maybe talk about later, Tom. But Nightinger says DHS also recently is doing more than just contract awards. They recently launched communities of interest to bring together these small and micro agencies with similar missions and similar cyber needs. He says since DHS is providing them with continuous monitoring as a service, bringing these like agencies together will help make that transition more smooth. But also it will say, okay, what similar needs does everyone have, but also what challenges they have, and let's get those requirements going and as the contract gets awarded. Nightinger says DHS is also starting to figure out how best to market and offer up these cyber services under the BPA to state and local governments, to tribal governments, as well as other branches such as the judicial branch and legislative branch, as well as DOD and intelligence agencies. I think all of this, Tom, is going to keep this program very busy and going over the next couple years.
All right, Jason, so why is this award so important to the broader program?
I think the award is not just more progress against the contract. I mean, we can see that every day. But what's happening, what I'm hearing from this panel discussion, is once these tools are in place, or we're just beginning to get in place among these eight large agencies, it will both prove out the concept of CDM, which I'm pretty sure they're confident in anyways, but more importantly, start moving the CDM program really into a new realm. Grant Schneider is the Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity and CDM Oversight Lead at the Office of Management and Budget. He says the dashboards are important because they're not only going to collect data at the agency level, but give DHS a deeper view that they've never had before and make it easier for agencies and OMB to report on cyber metrics.
We have an effort right now sort of combined with the FISMA 2014 that was signed into law in December. Thank you, Congress. We actually very much appreciate that. One of the things that we know we're going to be able to do out of this is collect data in a way that it's repeatable, collect data in a way that it's automated. And so we're taking a holistic look at what are our FY16 collection requirements going to be, what are the metrics that we're collecting, and we're actually engaging the CISO community through the Federal CIO Council to say, what is it that, A, there's some things we need to know in order to do oversight, however, we probably need to know really the same data you need to know to actually run your organizations on a daily basis. So let's collude a little bit on what the measures are going to be and the metrics are going to be to the maximum extent possible. Let's get them automated through CDM so that we're doing things that are actually helping us from an outcome standpoint as opposed to helping us from a compliance-only standpoint.
Now, it's interesting that they brought up these metrics because yesterday was not only tax day, Tom, but it was FISMA metrics day as well. So there's even more meaning behind the idea of simplifying the collection and submission of this data. Agencies had to submit their FISMA metrics for this past quarter to the DHS CyberScope tool. Neidinger says DHS plans to hold training sessions for agencies so they can know how best to leverage the expanded sensor base that the CDM is going to bring, as well as the dashboard, and how best to use the information at both the Chief Information Security Officer level, but also for mission owners. Neidinger says the training of mission owners for how to understand the CDM data may even be more critical than for CISOs.
Having some tangible evidence as to, okay, here are the areas that, in essence, we're now aware that we need to be more diligent in regards to cybersecurity. Bringing that conversation up to the CIO and the CIO to the mission owners, I think, is something that we're going to be encouraging, because, you know, everybody owns a responsibility for this. So as we're looking at CDM being able to provide that expanded base, as we're looking at the dashboard being able to provide that further decision-making process, that further decision-making process needs to also engage the CIO and the mission owners. So how do you do that from a governance aspect is something which we're also going to be working with the agencies to do. And part of the effort that we are putting in place for that is, on a regular basis, we bring all the agencies together, not only to give updates in regards to where CDM is, but also how can CDM be best applied. And what does that mean in relationship to internally within their agencies?
Now, Schneider says CDM will also help agencies have a more mature risk discussion. He says the data will help deputy secretaries, mission owners, others understand in clear terms what the risks are and what it means to the agency.
Historically, we've done cybersecurity from the secretary's in charge. Here's a whole bunch of policies, go make it work, let us know how you're doing, we'll ask you questions, you know, come back next year. And this is far more of a hands-on creature, cybersecurity. And so I think we're also going to learn from the process and the mechanism that we put in place to deliver CDM, which is a little different than what we've done in the past. So I think there's, you know, a lot of intrinsic value we're going to get in addition to the real practical value we're going to get as we roll out the task orders and we actually bring more and more agencies online.
Now, one thing that's important here about CDM, Tom, it sounds like the be-all, end-all, and Schneider says, listen, there are many tools here, but don't get lost in both the potential of the tools and the limitation of the tools. They are just tools. There's so much more that has to happen for agencies really to secure their systems and networks.
All right. Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. As always, thanks for that report.
Thank you, Tom.